It's recording now, just to let you know.
I'd like to call this meeting to order. And with that, we'll turn it over to Marley.
What I handed out to everybody is just kind of a overview, and I'll get to that in a minute. I just wanted to go over a couple other things first. One being what we hope to accomplish today, so some overall objectives, like primarily to get through each department budget. And I'll begin out more detail as we go on those things. And that includes committees and also just to go over the funding requests that we receive. Also, just go over the impact of revaluation and to review the revenue neutral tax rate calculation. Discuss any other sources of revenue that anybody can come up with at this point in time. And then to make sure or to get out on the table the goals that council set back in at the retreat in January and make sure that what we proceed here with the budget is in agreement with those goals. Those goals being finish the oceanfront park, address stormwater issues, address water lines in the historical district, and financial stability of the town. The other thing, I'll just throw out some general assumptions that we used that affect all departments, I guess, in this first cut of the budget. That being that the town's going to continue with all the services that we currently provide. At a minimum, the town will be using the revenue neutral tax rate. That as a starting point, we used a combined cost of living adjustment and merit increase of 4.6%. And that there will be no changes to employee benefits. So there are just some of the overriding assumptions that go into what we're going to look at this point. And I guess what I'll say is for each department budget. Yeah, well, I was going to do that when I just did the council part. But yeah, I'll just throw that out. So I've also, in the council budgets that are kind of split between the general fund and the water sewer, I've also included in there the pay for council and the cell phone allowance, and as a starting point. And I guess as we go through each department budget, again, we kind of heard the overriding things for salaries. We can talk about that at the end, but maybe just get through everybody's each department budget things other than salaries. So what I've handed out to you, the first page is just a very high-level overview of each fund that we have. And if you compare this to where we were a year ago, we're in much better shape. I'd say last year about this time, we were looking at a shortfall of about $300,000+. So we're actually in a much better position at this point. All funds can be balanced at this point, except the general fund. But I will comment on the water sewer fund. It's a very small amount that we have in there for a capital project. The next page, and just a very high-level summary, and each department head's going to go through their budget in more detail, and I'm going to give you more detail. But this just shows each department, starting with the general fund, of what their current budget is, and I call that the amended budget because we had some budget amendments throughout the course of the year, in comparison to their requested budget, so our starting point. Just highlighted the difference, the percentage change, and any significant items that I could pull out of the budget that's causing the either increase or decrease. So you may want to refer to that as each department head goes through, but it's, again, very high level. And I've done the same thing. There's two pages that relate to the general fund. Again, each department has their set up in our accounting system. The other thing I'll just mention, too, for the general fund, I've started out with a contingency fund of $75,000, similar to what we did for this year, and that's kind of for unexpected expenses that may come up that weren't budgeted for. I've also included a chart that's just to show that the percentage of each department's budget is comparable to what it's been running at, you know, actual, and I have 4 years of actual expenses there, and then what the 2013 budget is. Because you can see it's the spread of our expenses across the different departments is very consistent, and is so for the 2013 budget.
So, is there a reason you don't have 2012 on the chart, or is that just a typo?
It's not complete. I mean, okay. That's the only reason.
So it's not in there?
It's not in there.
Okay.
Because I can skew it a little bit if I don't have a full year's report.
I understand. Okay.
Then after that, I've done the same thing by department for the water and sewer fund, you know, highlighting any significant changes. And then also the same thing for the stormwater fund, any significant changes. So that's kind of just a real high level where we are as a starting point. And again, you may want to refer back to this as each department head goes through their budget. I'm going to hand out, as each department head starts his or her budget, I'm going to hand out the detailed line item budget for those areas. So unless anybody has any other questions right at this point, we'll let something get started. Okay, he's first on the agenda, and he actually has three departments covering three different funds that he's going to go over.
Bassinets.
A10-0902. That's 750. It's going to stay the same from last year. Telephone. It's going to run the same. We're talking about water and sewer, right?
Sure. When you tell us, I just want to get it right.
That's the one I'm going to start with.
Okay.
No water and sewer.
I'm sorry. I got it. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
All right. 9750 for telephone. It's going to stay the same. Utilities, we're going to stay the same at $50,000, like we're going to run right at that this year.
Is that electricity? Sorry? I mean, you were over in 11. You're on track to be a little over again. Is there a reason? I mean, it's not going to be much, but... And the rate's going to increase, at least it is for Coring, I assume it is for the town, too. I don't know which rate structure we're on. But for electricity,
it looked like it's running that he should be okay this year.
Because we had a warm winter, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's really what it's driven by, right? His shouldn't be that much on temperature. It should be water usage and stuff, right?
Well, and that and also all of the, I don't know if there's lighting on this one. That might be more on the
No, that's what screws the sand, but. We've been running around 50,000,
okay.
51, 50, yeah. I think.
That's fine.
It's been extremely
good.
Let's not go way into it. That's fine. Okay.
Just,
For utilities in general, you might want to think about that one, because I saw on all three of his, you kept it the same, and it was under what it was in 2011. This is a good year because of the winter. But I think his stuff in water and sewer is all on the pumps and stuff, right? Yeah. That's the big driver.
That's the big thing. The
it's got to be, right? Wastewater. Yeah. So that doesn't matter about heat and cooling. Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
Travel and training, 5,000. We're going to keep it the same. Maintenance of system, we're at $40,000, up a little bit less than what it was last year. I'm not sure what, I think I did budget, I forgot why we put that extra in there.
That's the camera, the,
okay, yeah.
The video thing.
We're good for the 40. The maintenance of system contract, we're going up a little to 42. We've been requested by the people who clean our lift stations. They like a little raise, and they definitely deserve it. They've been doing all our lift stations for about $2,000. Maybe 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and I think that they're probably, for what they do, they're definitely not going to fuss about that. Maintenance is equipment and buildings, $10,000. Autos and trucks, we're leaving the same. Equipment rental, basically the same. Auto supply, gas and mail, who knows? I put 9 on there, it might be. I don't know.
And I'll just throw out, we're still in the process, but we've done a lot of work to look at usage of gallons used over the last couple of years, mm-hmm. and try to apply just a higher rate. So
yeah.
I think overall, everybody, we're going to see in everybody's budget that had gasoline expense, increase.
Yep.
Because, again, that's kind of a black hole at this point. But
supplies and materials leaving the same at 80. Uniforms the same, $7,500. We got an increase in contract services. That's where we do our testing for our water and sewer. We've got a lot of tests coming up, SOCs, VOCs, and a bunch of those coming up this year, which is going to be very expensive. So we've had to increase that for this year. Dues and permits the same, $5,500. Insurance on.
We shifted that. We figured it really probably didn't need to be in the operation, but we'll keep it consistent with the general fund.
Right. Miscellaneous, we've wiped that one out. Minor equipment purchases, $2,600. Capital outlay equipment, nothing there. That's the big equipment and improvements.
So minor equipment, is it just because this year you got what you needed and you think it'll carry you through?
Yeah, minor equipment. We've got a few things that we're going to get. I believe there's a little generator, I think, is in that line item, and a couple of things. I haven't listed, but I don't have them with me.
No, that's fine. I just see you dropped it way down, and it's because you got this year what you needed.
Yeah, hopefully got what we need.
Okay.
Improvements. We got the 44.
That kind of is the balancing factor, I guess.
Right.
And ideally, could we spend more than that in improvements? Yeah, I guess it depends on what happens during the course of the year. But right now, that's kind of that. I don't want to call it a plug figure, but it's more like the balancing balances the fund.
Okay. Capital outlay, we have nothing there. Or lease. Debt principal, that's a number that's been carried over.
Right.
28, it's a little less this year, I guess. That's good. Interest, don't have much to say about that. Treatment, I'm not sure. We haven't had a meeting here lately.
They said something and it died off. That's right. So Ray Rothrock says something.
They got their hands full, so they'll be.
But anyway, we're going to keep it right there, and then we'll make an adjustment. Yeah. We have to. Equipment, computer equipment, nothing there. Safety program, water and sewer, we've got it at 4,000. Appreciation reserve, we don't have anything there. What do we decide to do on that?
Well, really, as part of this, we don't need the budget for it because it's not a cash expense.
Right.
So there were
right.
points in time where there was actually an amount put in there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
It was basically more of a savings account.
Right.
So we could do big projects. That's right.
Right. Engineering fees at $10,000. Water tower, the debt, 56. That should be going down year before.
Yeah. No, we've got ways to go ahead. A couple
more years, it should be going down. Interest is 25. That's basically it on the water and sewer. Not much in differences and increases. All of the, some of the accounting and different changes and stuff, you'll see there's a decrease in the total amount, but that's holding pretty steady on that particular budget. Anybody have any questions on that? General fund, streets and sanitation department.
So, just back for water and sewer one. This jives with your capital plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're just not doing any big projects in 2013?
No.
And we'll get the streets next. Okay.
Can I just throw out one thing with that? But I think in Sonny's plan, he had something down the road, maybe 3-4 years out, something big.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Yeah, we have a lift station replacement that we need to do. We have some stuff, but I think it's time to start.
This isn't really saving much for
anything.
In the future. So
that's right.
I'll just throw that out at this point. Sorry.
Right. Yeah, no.
Well, we are saving some and we're not spending it, so that's right now. That's good.
Right.
Unless the price of the lift station keeps going.
Right.
All right, let's go to streets and sand. I guess I'll need to get there going. 5509 exams. I'm not going to try to say that. We've got it the same at 500. Telephone, 1500 is the same. Utilities, we're keeping that at 40,000. Travel and training, 250. We're going to do a lot of travel and training there. Maintenance of building, leaving that at 3,000. Maintenance of equipment, we're increasing that some from 6,000 to 8,000. And basically because we thought we were going to be able to take one of those garbage trucks out of service, but now the way we're having to treat our trash, our limbs and debris, we're having to pack those and haul them, so we're having to keep it in. So we figured around 2,000, hopefully that'll cover it. Maintenance of auto and trucks, we're leaving the same at 9. Equipment rental at 3,000. Gas, oil and tires, God only knows, we put it at 40.
That was one of the ones, again, fairly significant increase.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, about $10,000 or more increase there. Materials and supplies, we left it at 35.5. Uniforms, same at 29.50. Contract services. Well, I haven't heard anything from the county on tipping fees yet. We're leaving it the same right now.
Has they got that far down in their budget where they would know that yet? They just said revenue neutral, but they haven't done any of the real math yet, right?
Just high, level.
That one's one that.
I'll have to let you know probably in the next couple of weeks. It's usually a couple of weeks after we go through our first meeting here that we're hearing from.
Okay.
They're pretty good about calling us and letting us know that, so we'll let you know. Materials and supplies, we're leaving 35.5. We're going to be over a little bit this year in there.
Why have we moved recycling, just for interest?
Well, because it's really handled by admin.
Okay.
Really, Sonny had no role in it, basically, so we just figured it makes
okay.
more sense.
Is that because it's just a direct contract?
That's right, yes.
Guys don't know.
Yeah, I don't have anything to do with it other than dumping the cans that used not to be recycled.
Okay.
Uniforms, the same, $29.50. Contract services, landfill. Oh, we already gone through that, haven't we?
Yeah. Garbage cart purchases. Sorry, I reset you. I got you off track.
Garbage cart purchases at 10, same. Miscellaneous, we wiped that out. Christmas decorations, we left at 8,500. Special events, 2,500, same special events, we need to put them under there. Honor purchases, 38.
On gates, recycling carts, back out at overpasses on boardwalk. Will you have to purchase new ones, or will you use the old ones, or what?
No, we'll use what they give us.
It's always manner.
What about us?
The same ones we had out there last year?
No, these are going to be the ones that's...
The green and yellows at your house.
Okay. Will you be doing a hole in the top, or people just...
I won't be doing anything. I don't have anything to do with recycling. I'll do whatever council wants me to do.
Well, it would be nice to have some signs on them so people know.
Right.
Because people who don't live here don't know where those came
from. Right. Yeah. Well, we can do what, you know, I'm sure that they have different decals and stuff we can put on there. They bring them down, we'll try to work that out, see what you do.
Thank you.
Minor equipment purchases, 38.
Minor purchases, 38. That's down. Capital outlay of equipment, zero. Lease purchase, zero.
So we pay that one off this year?
The truck? From this point forward, the loan payments are in the debt service.
Okay.
Line.
Computer equipment, 15, and what we did originally in that line item, we had it years ago when we got computer equipment, that's where we took it out, and well, we hadn't purchased any computer equipment. But we do have some computer expenses with Steve and them through the year, so that's where I was recommended to put that. So that's
okay. We're trying to keep it consistent across all the departments.
Joey's Park, 5,000. Safety program, streets and sanitation, we left at 2,500. And that's it.
What's the expense for Joey's Park?
It's miscellaneous stuff that we, you know, if we have to have a new deck for the tennis court, or, you know, we have to have a new swing part, or, you know, whatever.
Are you estimating any expense on the oceanfront park?
I haven't estimated any expense on the oceanfront. No. Okay. Well, I'm going to have to do some of that.
Next year. Yeah, you'll be safe.
That's a whole new animal.
You'll be safe this year, right? You'll be safe this year, but next year.
Actually, I don't know if we need a back or something for that, because it's supposed to be finished by
September.
You still have half the year.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be through what?
If it's really finished November, or whatever the date was, you still have half a year of having to...
Yeah, what are we going to do then?
We'll put some money in there.
Okay, we're going down to 610-11, which is telephone. This is stormwater. 610, it's $250. Went down on that. We don't, here by the wind, have much phone calls for stormwater, thank goodness. Other than ramp rains.
Yeah,
travel and training, we reduced to 500. Maintenance of equipment, we left it the same at 10. Maintenance of auto and truck at 5. Maintenance, 0. That must be system, huh? Maintenance of system or something like that. I'm not sure what that one was. We lost that. Anyway, we left it as zero. No major, I haven't planned any major stormwater projects, in other words. Rental equipment, we reduced, we kept it 1,000. Supplies, 500. Purchase of rain barrels, I left it at 1,000. I don't know. That's kind of we buy them and they sell them and we get reimbursed. We make any money out of that?
I haven't seen any sales of those things since I've been here.
Since you've been here?
Yeah, I don't think we've
been here. How long have you been here?
Too long.
That was handled by the committee, that basically did it.
Yeah, I don't think there's been any sales of those in a couple of years.
Yeah, I hated to cut the committee out in case they wanted to do that.
Do we actually have three barrels sitting in one?
No, they handled that committee. So you want to take that out and let the committee do that if they want to?
To the people that are putting them in, to buy them someplace else, you know, like those cisterns and stuff.
Well, I think the reason it probably went in here is so that it became part of the stormwater fund expenses from there versus expense from the general fund. So that's probably why it's in here. Okay.
That sounds good.
So we're going to leave it?
Yeah. Miscellaneous 400, kept the same. Minor equipment purchases, we don't have any. Capital projects, none. Planned, sort of. Capital outlay of improvements, that's the payments on our board.
Well, that's actually, that was if there, you said you may have a lot of smaller.
Oh, is that what that is? That's not all the principal is there, where the other one is.
Right.
Oh, the 98. So in case, I do have money in there.
Right.
Yes.
So does that mean?
That's right. You said you want to put that there.
Does that mean you'll be doing the area over there by Trout and Myrtle and where Brian lives and my neighbor that keeps calling you and emailing you?
I'm willing to do whatever. I'll do my part if they do their part. I'll just put it to you like that.
Well, I guess most of all, nobody there in the neighborhood knows what we're supposed to do. Are we supposed to hire an engineer?
I don't know what the engineer is going to do for you. I've discussed it with them, and I asked them when they got down, your neighbors, the ones that keep on emailing me, if they would call me, I'd be glad to come over and talk to them about it. Okay. I told them I discussed it with them. I told them what I would do if it was me. And you know, I just simply put a basin in with a small pump and pump it out to the street.
And I guess nobody over there knows how to do that, how to get that started.
Well, if they would call me up when they get in, I'll be glad to go over there and I'll try to explain it to them. That way you won't have to dig up a lot of the yard like we were talking about before, having to put a basin in and run it and tie it to the existing pipe out front. Be a lot more expensive for you and for us. This way we get it on the street and we have drainage on the street. So.
And the same issues down our way.
That's right.
So
yeah, I'm glad to add some basins there.
Can you generate, maybe not a letter, but something so when these people call us, we can say, go to the Public Works website and this will tell them how to get with Sonny to discuss issues. Because there's more than just one group that are freaked out. Well, there's the two people down there
about.
And the two that she's got. I don't know if there's any more. They haven't called me. But
the two that she's talking about is the four people that live around counting her.
Yeah.
That's the ones that we're talking about there. The one you're talking about is the one on F Avenue.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I'll tell her to get up with you the same way.
Yeah, just tell her to get up with me. I'd be glad to talk to her.
Okay. Okay.
Would that amount, so any of these smaller type projects, we would hope would cover that. But the other thing is, just for anybody that wasn't on council, we increased the stormwater fee by $4 a month. And that was really, to have that number of 98,000, which if we really need to do a significant project, let's say, you know, 750,000 to a million, which is projected out at some point, that 98,000 will basically cover the debt service.
Debt. Mm-hmm.
So that was the thought there, start to accumulate.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Debt principal, that's the payment on the projects that we've already completed. Debt interest, 22, looks like a little bit less. Engineering, we left the same at 2. And that's pretty much it. Any questions on that?
Look at the mouse, I'll hit it. And I'm going to hand these out one at a time just because the page numbers, they're not really in order because of the way
our departments are set up in the accounting system. So this is the police department, and Dennis is going to walk you through that.
Actually, since mine is so simple, we'll let Chuck do it.
Why you have the paper?
Yeah, it's close. On this handout, the entire front page is all payroll related. So let's go to the second page, starting with operational expenses, telephone and postage. And just real quick, I'll hit them down the line. Pretty much all flat. Cell phones flat, travel and training is flat, maintenance and building. I increased that just a little bit because we've got to do some caulking around our windows. Starting to have a little bit of leakage. A little bit of stuff on the inside needs to have a little bit of attention paid to it. Maintenance of equipment is flat. Canine maintenance is actually down. Maintenance of autos, we've increased just a little bit. Our fleet is holding out real well. It's just the process of things have gotten greater. Auto supplies, which is my gas, obviously we've increased that. I think we can, unless they get us over $4 a gallon, we should be okay with that. We are making efforts to double up, particularly on day shifts when we have two guys on, we put them in one vehicle and leave one sitting. Night shift, I don't really care to do that. I like to have my guys spread out, but not. Supplies, about the same. Uniforms, about the same. Same with contracts. The contracts include everything. Some software, SMS stuff in there. There's HVAC with Taylor's Heat and Air. Dues and subs, same, miscellaneous, the same. There's not much that's changed operationally.
What's a citizen's fund?
Oh, that's a good question, isn't it?
There's not actually anything in that. Some of these are just making some line items that are in our system or whatever. Yeah, it's just maybe accounts that were set up when the accounting system was first set up. So there is no.
If you'd like to donate some money to put in there so it can have a balance,
we'll pass this hat around and
just moving on down. Public relations PD, actually that went down a little bit. And that funds things. That's some educational stuff that we do and some miscellaneous expenses like the medicine drop that we did a couple of weeks ago. And we plan to do a couple other things this year educationally for the community. So that kind of takes care of anything that might need to be spent concerning that. Minor equipment purchases, this is less, anything less than $5,000 is down. The only thing that's increased is the last line item, capital outlay vehicles. We need to replace one vehicle this year. And Arlen's kind of thrown me a curve on that. Usually in years past, I've always had to budget just the payment amount for that year. Now I'm having to budget the entire amount, and then he converts it over to the liability side and debt service. So having, you know, otherwise that would have been an $8,000 amount instead of a $32,000 amount.
Wait till you put a garbage truck over there.
Well, but on the revenue side, you do the same thing, right? She's putting it
right
there.
Right. Yeah, I guess that's a... How about a fire truck?
A garbage truck.
But, you know, my budget's pretty flat. Arlen's done, I think, a really nice job of looking at some past years, and it's kind of interesting to look at. It stays pretty, operationally, it's pretty flat, with the exception of, obviously, gas prices.
And also, throughout the council, like I said, I have an analysis that shows 4 or 5 years' worth of actual expenses for every department. By line item, if anybody's interested in a copy of it.
It's pretty steady, it's pretty flat. I mean, it's nothing really exciting about my stuff. So.
Anybody questions for Dennis? Next is our ordinance, actually two parts, fire department and lifeguards.
So, Arlen, just one thing on this change.
Mm-hmm.
For the departments that you're doing that to, because it looks like a big increase for the police department because you're changing the accounting function, can you just in parentheses show what it is without that? Under the old method? Because I don't know if any citizens will look at this, but if they do, they're like, well, you know, the police department's going up 7.6%, but three of that is just the way you change an accounting.
I can do that, but that change didn't happen for this. That change has already taken place. That's even in place for this year.
Okay.
Yeah. But I can mention that, but I mean, that's one reason.
Because, I mean, in real dollars, it's not going up $32,000, $8,000 for the money we got to come up with as a council, right?
Actually, for this year, it's zero.
Yeah, okay.
We won't make a first loan payment for a year from the date that Dennis gets the car.
So, okay.
So that's
we'll just have to be ready to explain that, I think, if it comes up. If some citizens are out there that's
one reason why, that's one reason that's happened.
How do you explain it last year that way?
Well, he explained it last year. He did it.
Okay.
So yeah, it's every year we had to make all these accounting adjustments for the annual audit.
Yeah, I understand.
Because of accounting for the car a different way.
Really, as far as the revenues are concerned, it really does come in at $32,000 because we get the loan for $32,000, right?
Yeah, but it's not in the department areas.
So that covers.
But in the past, it's not been in the department areas because for taxation purposes, we're not having to get $32,000, we're having to get $8,000. So the citizens are paying $8,000 for this car, not $32,000, because we financed it. And when you're trying to explain that to people that are upset about whatever we set the revenue rate, it should be, look, the reason you're paying $8,000 is so we have a new police car, not $32,000. Because then, for the other 3 years, you're like, oh, it's not costing us anything.
That's not true. A lot of times, they just look at the bottom line.
Right.
Know, they see the increase in the...
But there are some, the Citizens Finance and Budget Committee, which is disbanded, but those do look at it differently.
See, it's actually when you look at any of our... If you look at our audit report, all the stuff was adjusted.
Yeah, I understand.
To make it look like the way, you know, we're doing it now.
Okay. I don't think anybody asked
about
the garbage truck.
He is called up, maybe explain it to him.
Okay.
He said, call Arlen.
It didn't cost us anything last year.
I said, well, what about the garbage truck? Explain that to him.
Yeah, it didn't cost us a cent last year.
Right.
Wait
until
you put that fire truck in there.
Yeah, I'll complain about that one. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
I guess we'll start with 530-09, which is exams and vaccines. We brought that down from $6,000 to $3,000. And the reason is a lot of the guys are getting their own physicals now. So as long as I have a certificate saying they have a physical, a DOT physical, then we don't have to pay for it. And it saves us a little bit of money there. Telephone and postage, basically the same, all good. And utilities are what they are. Current budget is $10,000. I think we're going to be a little under. But I worry about if we have a cold winter, it's going to maybe be a little over. But anyway, travel and training, we brought that down $500. We don't do as much traveling as everybody else, but we do a lot of training. Well, we've got a lot of in-house training this year and plan on doing a lot more next year. It is free. Maintenance of building, that's down from last year. We put a new roof on. We replaced about everything over there. It had to be replaced in the last 5 years. So we're looking for a couple of years of running pretty easy. I got to replace a water heater, but as far as I know, unless somebody busts a window or something, we'd be all right. Maintenance of equipment, it is what it is. We up to 500. The trouble is these pagers are getting a little older, so they're more and more than having to go to the doctor on occasion. trucks up at 500. Seems like every year it just creeps up a little bit. The price of gas and oil, everything else is up. Going to buy a radiator hose. That's up. That's not much, but it is a little bit.
So on that one, Arlen? I was just asking Arlen a question. Do we have to do a budget amendment because this year's more than budget, or is there enough in the department you can just move it around without us doing it?
I can just move it around.
Okay.
And I'll even just throw up with that. Our budget ordinance is by department.
Right.
So legally, as long as the department is within its approved budget, we really don't even need to do amendments to move things around with the department unless we choose to do so.
Okay.
Equipment rental, we have leases on some tanks. That is what it, like I said, that is what it is. It's gone up a little bit. The lease on the oxygen bottles for the fire department and the lifeguards, which those bottles are in the fire department, they've gone up. Gas, oil, and tires, hopefully $1,000 more will cover the gas increase for Obamacare. Supplies, miscellaneous small equipment. That's for replacing the everyday equipment in the fire department. Hose has gotten very expensive. We have to replace 5-inch hose. It's like $7 a foot now. It comes in a 100-foot roll. $700 a roll. Don't take long to eat it up. Uniforms stay the same. Dues and subscriptions, that's up a little bit because everybody else is going up. The computer support system on the firehouse, which is the computer system we use that's compatible with the state to send all of our reports and stuff to the state. Miscellaneous, we have no miscellaneous. Yeah, can we get miscellaneous?
No.
I thought Sonny was going to get some. They don't give you miscellaneous?
No, not anymore.
Oh, okay.
It's like a slush fund.
Minor equipment purchases. It's the same. It's sort of flat. Capital outlay is the same. We've got a grant in, application for a grant in for new air packs. Ours are starting to get to the end of their life. They're about $4,500 to $5,000 a piece now. If we don't get the grant, I'm going to have to start buying about two a year. So that'll eat up $10,000 in a heartbeat. We've got 15 of them.
So that note should be somewhere else to purchase two four-wheelers?
Well, I think when I first talked to Harold, that was what he was thinking about using that $10,000 for.
Well, we do want to own 5,000 notes in there for four-wheelers this year. For replacement on the four wheelers that we use on the beach and ocean rescue, and 5,000 was in it for one air pack to start cycling them out. But we, like I said, we've written a grant, and we haven't been told that we're not going to get it. And they're supposed to notify us if you're rejected. So we're still hanging, hoping we'll get it. Ours is a 5% match. If we get $100,000, and it cost us $5,000, that's a pretty good deal.
When did the grant go in?
I don't even remember. It's been
in the last year, I think. But
it's been almost a year now. But there's still
the federal.
The last one we got was like 16 months after we wrote the grant they awarded. So, and like I said, we haven't been notified that we've been kicked out.
So. Well, I talked with Diana about 3 weeks ago and asked her about it, and she said they haven't awarded.
Right, I talked to her just last week, and that's the case. But hopefully we'll get one. The last one that we got, we were due to have all new turnout gear. Our turnout gear had gotten old and was past being certified. And we got the grant just before we started cycling. In fact, we had already cycled about two sets on our own, and they reimbursed us for that. And got everybody to turn out gear, but that was, I remember, like $56,000, and it cost us $2,500. Mm-hmm. The price of one's gear. We got gear for everybody. Well, it's a good deal if we get it. But that's where that's at. And then we have computer support, which is somebody I don't like to talk about. I hate for him to have to come to my computer. Mm-hmm. What is it over here? Oh, that's it. Any questions on fire department? I mean, pretty much it is what it is. It hasn't changed much on the operations over the last 5 years. A little bit here, a little bit there. This is items go up, everybody else. Ready for lifeguards? Mm-hmm. I'm going to let Captain Kennedy do the lifeguards. He's the supervisor for the lifeguards for the fire department. You need to get your feet wet.
The lifeguard budget pretty much is what it is, too. There, not much has changed. I ain't going to go down line by line, but the only thing that's increased is gas. So that went up, obviously, for obvious reasons. And maintenance of equipment is down, because me and Harold pretty much do all the equipment on the four-wheelers and vehicles. But that's basically it. $400 increase, I believe, overall. Yeah, $400 or $600 overall, I believe. And that's for the gas, Wesley.
I noticed the uniforms are more than the fire department. Bathing suits cost that much?
Yeah, the guys, the surf shop actually cuts us a deal for the guys' bathing suits. They're actually $60 per board short, which you can get $20 board shorts, but the last couple of weeks will start to fade because they use them every day. So the board shorts that we get will last all summer, they'll last all year long. And they actually cut us a deal. We actually get them for $22 a pair. The girls are the same way. You can get a cheap pair, but they'll last a couple of weeks. You just got to keep rebuying them. So we get quality uniforms, and they last all year long. And actually, they last year after year after year. We have girls that have been wearing the same bathing suits for probably 2-3 years. And we get them new uniforms every year. That way, it looks nice and fresh. But basically, that's what most of that money goes towards. I'd probably say $1,000 goes towards board shorts and bikinis. And then the rest is t-shirts and sweatshirts, which we like to wear out there on the beach, so they look beautiful.
I like the idea of paying for bikinis.
We have any other questions for the fire department or lifeguards?
Wow.
So next department will be John with building inspection. I handed his sheet out. That
well, there's not a whole lot that's changed in mind from last year either. Went up on my gas allowance this year by $1,000. $6,000 for the last couple of years. I went up to $7,000. As we've run through my expenses here, everything's remained the same. P&Z, BOA expenses, $3,000. Telephone and postage, that actually went down. It's $2,000. Travel and training, $1,500. Departmental supplies, $2,000. Advertising and printing, which includes P&Z and BOA, advertising is $1,500. Contracts, that line item for contracts, that's for any time I get different loan contractors to go out and take care of yards or different expenses such as those.
Is that balanced out on the revenue side, right, so it's a wash still, or no?
One time, it's not been a wash, and we are, and we obtained a court order, and he is paying us back.
Okay. But in the revenue side, you recognize it the same as we used to do? No?
I haven't seen a payment from anybody on any of this stuff.
Some of them are, there's been some that are foreclosures.
Okay.
We just haven't gotten back.
That's why it's hard to budget on the revenue side when it's to be on the medical.
Okay.
Susan's subscriptions is $250, same as last year. Miss Lane's $500, and computer $2,000. Two things I want to note out about the expenses, departmental supplies and the computers, those really should be considered hand in hand. Mainly because the software that I have to maintain a contract with the developer of the software is $2,000 a year. I don't update that every year because the software usually runs pretty efficiently and I don't usually have that many problems with it. So when I do, I try to get them to prorate it for me, but it's not always possible. So I always have to put that in there. And so when you see departmental supplies and computer, you should really think of them almost as the same. And moving on to beach nourishment.
Let me ask a question first.
Yes, ma'am.
When you go out to do your inspections with everybody, do you have a computer with you that you can do it on right there, or do you have to write it down and come back, or what do you do?
Yes, ma'am. I have this little computer right here that I can access my main computer in the office and enter the inspections as I go.
Okay.
And also, I will write them down and come back to the office and put them in that way also.
Fire inspections.
Fire inspections, I haven't done that many so far this year. A lot of them are just coming due based on the reports that Menor County gave to me at the end of last year. And so we'll see a large increase of those this year.
I think John estimated about $2,200 right in revenue for next year from fire inspections.
Perfect.
Okay. Will Ed be working on that eventually?
Beach nourishment. Expenses turtle monitoring, $6,300. That was what we paid last year. I haven't seen an increase. They haven't sent me a bill yet. Have they viewed?
No, but they sent like their request, I guess. So I was going to say the same.
Okay. Well, that's something we can't do anything about. NC Byway is $80. Water Resources Congress membership, $20. And you see the other down there, it's $2,000. I've got to always put that in there as an incidental. Different things you might have to pick up for the committees. But now I understand they have a little bit of money set aside for them also. That's kind of where I'm sitting. Everything's pretty much the same, with the exception of a few things.
And how are your revenues doing?
My revenues are everything is over what I projected for this year. Everything's going really good. I have a lot of summers.
Are building permits up over last year?
As far as revenue, yes, ma'am.
Any other questions for John?
Did you have miscellaneous money in there?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, did you have miscellaneous money?
I got all of it.
I guess he gets all of it.
I knew we were getting the choice.
He gets all of this lady's money. Right?
Some other questions for John. Next is admin and finance, which covers both the general fund and the water and sewer fund. So you can see different sheets.
Okay, so we'll start with the general fund. And you can pretty much, as we go through this, it's pretty much split 50-50 between the general fund and the water fund, all of our expenses. Start with retiree medical, 10-4-20-06. I'll just point that out. All of the retirees that we pay medical insurance for are in this line item for all of the departments. I think we grouped that together. Did we have it in last year's budget or is this
the first?
Yes. You're paying a full amount?
I'm sorry?
How much are you paying? I mean, everything? What, the retirement? Yeah, I mean, are we making any short runs anywhere on this?
Well, right now, we're okay with what we've budgeted. I mean, there's some, it's all based on years of service, whether we pay 100% or 50%.
Right.
But right now, we're actually, I think, below what we budgeted for this current year.
Then we move down to telephone. I don't know if we need unemployment charges. We budgeted $4,000 this year.
We have no idea what they're going to be until we get the bill. This year they were $27,000. So.
But hopefully that's.
Yeah, hopefully that was a very one-time thing.
Right. Telephone, ours includes our portion of the AT&T landlines.
Can we get back to that one for a second, unemployment charges? So, well, we know how many employees that we've let go, right? And they expire, right? So they don't go forever.
Right, but sometimes we get hit with things that you would never expect to get hit with.
I'll talk with you offline.
Well, it's much more lenient, too, what's being...
Yeah, they keep expanding, and I understand that. But this isn't what we pay for our current employees. This is actually for someone requesting benefits for being unemployed from the town.
Yeah, because we don't pay unemployment. We only pay when we get a bill. So we don't pay unemployment.
Ahead.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And it's really the way municipalities in North Carolina do it.
Okay.
Right. The telephone, again, that's just your notes there, Verizon, the cell phones. It's gone up a little bit, increased it a little bit this year, adding back in. Actually, what I've done is looking at possibly getting iPads for council members to use for your email and for the agenda packets so that you wouldn't have an actual manual agenda packet. This is something a lot of towns are going to with their councils. So this addition would be, because it would be through Verizon, so it would be an actual cell phone bill type payment for an iPad. Postage. Then we wouldn't supply you one unless you wanted one.
Wow.
We can pay for the one we have.
I would think so. If council agrees that they want them as, as a part of being on council with town, yes. Utilities is about the same. Postage is, I don't know why I dropped that one so much, Arlen. Do you remember? We rearranged some of the postage. More of it is in the water fund because of our biggest expense is mailing the water bills each month. That's why that's down a little bit. Utilities is running about the same, and ours is electric, Progress Energy. Travel, I've increased quite a bit this year for certification training for myself and for Arlen. For Arlen, for his transfer as CPA, that was one of the requirements of hiring, and additional training for staff and retraining for me on human resources and payroll personnel issues. We need to get up to date on our training.
Make other old dog and new tricks.
Yes.
You put a bunch in there.
Do what?
Just mess.
We have to take training over and over. It takes us longer to get it. Is that what you're doing? Maintenance of buildings, down just a little bit, but that's mainly the cleaning of town hall, pest control, fire extinguisher, servicing, HVAC.
Is the community center on yours or on Sonny's? No.
It's
on your Sonny's?
It's on community center.
I'll do that.
It's on, okay.
Yeah,
never mind.
It's on a separate budget.
Okay. Sorry.
Equipment rental, that's gone up just a little bit. That's our copier. We have a lease on the copier. Maintenance and usage, sometimes in usage. Overages run higher. Shredding service, postage meter rental. Sales tax, that's Arlen's area. Do you want to touch on that?
Just trying to guess on what purchases are going to be. And, you know, this will get back anyway, but it's, it kind of, it's an offset. You incur it in 1 year, you get it back the next year.
And this is for all departments?
Right. We actually run all sales tax for all funds, everything through this one department.
Okay.
Again, we're going to get them all back, so.
Okay. Supplies is up just about 500 this year. We overran a little bit. We'll overrun a little bit this current budget. But like our water bills, some of the forms, envelopes, printer toner, copy paper, we go through a lot of that. Advertising up, increase that by 500 because we're running really tight. We're probably going to overrun that this year too. And that's all advertising for the town except for John's camo permits. So anything that the police department or fire department or Sunny's department does comes through this budget. Banking charges and fees, Arlen, do you want to, we're down a little bit on that.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, those three things that I have there, you know, what we pay the BB&T, which we have a whole new arrangement with this earnings credit, that hopefully for the most part, we won't have any banking charges, but I'm still estimating that, you know, that there's a possibility.
And that's been a moving target with them.
Right.
Every time we think we've got our fees under control, they've somehow come up with another one.
Yeah, and I've worked out some things, and I said this, we got our earnings credit increase from 0.4% to 0.65, so that should help cover more of our monthly service charges.
Recycling, that's new this year, as we talked about earlier, moving it from Sunny's budget into admins.
Is that up or down?
That's up. And there, I think.
Is that by the contract?
Yeah, because there's also fuel surcharges.
Right.
So we're estimating, you know, I'm sure they're going to be higher this year than they were last year, so that's a factor that in.
And also, the only thing that's in here is the curbside recycling for residential and commercial. We don't have anything budgeted or for anything, any additional recycling that you put in public.
Right, except areas. For those ones that are down. Remember, they originally had, I forget how many cans down by the beach.
That 6,000 is still in there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So the beach accesses are still in there?
Yes.
Okay.
And this is up? I thought this was, okay.
Well, again, we were trying to anticipate the fuel surcharge.
Right. Okay. So. Dues and subscriptions are down a little bit. Insurance and bonds, we've upped this. And again, remember, this is half here and half in the water fund for admin and finance. Our property and liability is probably going up, and we're not sure yet about our workers' comp. And we don't know for sure what that will be until closer to budget time. That is something that's on my agenda to start looking at, because we are spending about $130,000 a year just on our insurance premiums. Employee recognition, I've upped this one this to $1,500 in each budget, which is $3,000. That's been what we've normally had in the past, but last year's budget was cut back to $500, which barely left about $9 per person to try to do a meal. And minor equipment, I've upped this one quite a bit. I need some more storage space. I need some file cabinets. I have some printers that are going to need to be replaced and upgraded. Capital outlay, I have $5,000 in here to purchase a software. It's called OCR. We have all of our documents scanned in into what's a PDF called PDF file, but the software that we have doesn't let us search that PDF file, so this will give us that ability. It's real helpful for minutes and things like that when you're trying to search through. Codification, I've increased some, looking at what's on the planning and zoning's agenda, going forward with anything, changes to the ordinance. And my computer equipment and purchase training has doubled for this year. Part of that is the website redesign that we talked about at 8100. All of my computers are dying. I had three die this year. All of them that are in town hall were purchased about the same time, 2007, so I'm expecting the rest of them to die.
Nancy, I'm very, very glad to see you put that in there. What about the other departments? Do they need any help with new computers? I mean, I know police are in line, but what about like public works? Your computers
we're in good shape right now.
Yeah, he said he did.
If you've tried to work on the one in the commissioner's office, you know what. we it all needs to, and unfortunately they were kind of purchased at the same time, so they're all dying at the same time. And this our IT person's time, because anytime you buy a new computer, you're going to add another $500 or $600 for the IT person to set it up. So that's general funding. Questions on that one? And water fund, I can't think of anything any different other than the postage is higher than it would be in the general fund, and that's because of the water bills that go out. Everything else is running similar. Can you think of anything more? I think we're...
Do we have a way for people to go electronic on that yet? So they can turn off the paper?
On
water bills?
No.
Are we thinking of going to that sometime?
We have not discussed that. We've been looking at ways that they can pay online.
Online, right.
We are looking at that. I don't know. I guess while we're having conversations with our vendor about paying online, if there's a way, if somebody wants it emailed to them. I mean, I don't know how else.
Isn't Carolina Beach doing that? Have they already done that? You can turn off the paper copy, I think, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay, it's not a big deal. I'm just interested, right?
But they could accept the online payment.
Right, but you don't know if they've turned off their paper billing?
I don't think they have.
Okay.
And the online payment, just again, there was issues about, I mean, it can be expensive depending on
Right, yeah. Yeah, they take a lot of money.
We do have identified another possible alternative that actually the cost would only be to the town, what was it, about $26 a month?
Yeah.
Which is very inexpensive, so, right. But we have a lot of details that still have to be worked
out. Okay,
so.
That's fine. PayPal.
What's that?
PayPal. Never mind, I don't want to get us off track. Thank you.
Any other questions?
I forgot a really big, because we weren't talking about salaries, but my general fund includes a half part-time person. Have mercy, how did I forget that? Figured at $15 an hour for 20 hours a week, and Dean's out of the room, so I should probably wait till he comes back. This is a point of conversation for council to have during these budget talks. My concern is with bringing an intern in for 3 months at 40 hours a week to set up all these programs for Parks and Recreation, for events to be held at the Oceanfront Park. What happens with all this work when the intern leaves? Who's taking on all this work? Who's going to coordinate whatever events we have at the Oceanfront Park? My staff is at maximum capacity. We inherited a lot of things. After Bob Fitzsimons left the Parks and Rec Committee, he was a big driving force behind that. There is still a committee, but it's not as much. The committee does a lot of work, but there's still a lot that is expected of the town staff in terms of that. So my concern, once the Oceanfront Park is done, all these events, who's going to be doing the work?
Mm-hmm.
And you can even look at that as a seasonal, maybe if you want somebody in from April through October to run events or schedule concerts or whatever, renting it out, if that's what council's going to do, is rent out the pavilion down there. These are things that need to be talked about. I don't want the assumption to be that, well, town hall staff will assume all of that, because there's just not enough hours in the day.
I think you can handle that.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions?
And that wasn't intentional while you were out of the room.
Since the water sewer fund pays for half of a lot of these things, the new computers are not $20,000, they're $40,000, right?
Right.
And same way with the classification and all the
yes.
other things.
It's all
like the computer line, that's also the maintenance fees on like our accounting system. There's more than just actual
right.
purchases of computer equipment in there.
The website redesign, that's almost $10,000.
And where is legal in all of this?
We'll get to that. Dean, I have to back to mention that my general fund budget figures in a part-time person for Parks and Recreation, for fundraising at the park, running the programs at the park, as a discussion point as we go through this. Working with Parks and Recreation, the community center, the instructors, and the Parks and Recs programs are growing and growing and growing.
The new boy from the Parks and Rec would be the town council of the Sagal community.
Any other questions for Nancy? The next package I hand out, all the.
Do we need a break or anything?
I'd rather go to 12 if everyone else can.
Let's do it.
Do it.
This is all the other remaining, I guess, part of these cost centers or whatever that we have in the general fund and water sewer fund. So I'll start out with council, governing body, and that's split where possible or where allowable split between the general fund and the water sewer fund. You see what I've, as a starting point, put the council pay back in and what the most recent pay rates were, you know, and that included, you know, the FICA taxes and then also the cell phone allowance, which was $60 a month. And those items were split between the two funds. Left travel and training, what it is for the current year, you know, it seems like we're on track for that amount. It seems fairly consistent year after year. Same with dues and subscriptions. One of the differences is that contributions. Last year, the things that were paid for were the concert series with the Pleasure Island Chamber and the Cherry Beach Christmas Show for $11,300. What I put in here right at this point in time are all the requests that came in. You know, it's really going to be council's decision what they want to fund or not fund. So that $15,400, that's the grand total of all requests received. And I will mention that Island of Lights asked for $1,100 in cash, but they also asked for $900 of in-kind. It was listed here, but that was their total request.
What's the in kind, Sonny, putting our lights up or something else?
I believe they did something last year, right? And that lights or, I'm not sure what it was, but
I think that was the number I gave her to, something like that. I figured out some hours and
man, for just what you put up for our stuff, okay.
Well, no, for them at the lake, we went over and helped them.
Okay.
Stuff over there.
Okay.
So again, that's something council going to have. This category is something, you know, you got to decide what you want to fund and not fund.
Okay.
Then the last category is governmental relations. You got a small amount for the water sewer fund. There's $16,000 in for the general fund. $15,000 of that is the the money that the council agreed to fund Carolina Beach English dredging in this current year. Now, I guess for the current year, it's actually the federal and state funds, I guess, that ended up paying for it. But we got a request asking us to
hold it for
next year. And there's a few ways we can do it. We can do it the way I did it right here. Or if we elect to have a contingency fund, we can go again to that approach that if there's a need for it, at some point, you would move it back out of contingency and into a line item budget. But for now, I left it, you know, right where it is. So again, that'll have to be a council decision how they want to handle that.
Dean, is Jim still our rep on that, or are you it now?
He's a rep because we have conflicting committees that meet well within an hour of each other, and they're two different parts of town.
So I think we should keep it in here, but I think we need to tell Jim that just like Emily's whole analysis of how they did that split, you know, it's pretty weighted the wrong way, right? So I want to support them, but I think the conversation since it's opened is we should say, okay, let's talk about how this should fairly be funded, right? So the county of Wilmington got a really good deal compared to Cherry Beach on how that worked. So we just need to tell Jim that. Because when they have that discussion, we shouldn't just say, oh yeah, $15,000. We should say, let's talk about how this really should be split. I mean, if we end up spending it, it's the right thing to do, but They need to fix that.
Well, they're working on it.
Oh, no, I know, but I'm just saying
they're working as hard as they can on it, trying to get it more
accurate. I think he means they need to fix
the split.
The split that we're paying for those of you who weren't there. I mean, we supported it 100%, but when you break it down per capita, we're spending far, far more per person in Pura Beach than Carolina Beach, Wrightsville, Wilmington.
Well, like I said, they're working on it.
Yeah, so. I'm just saying we need to mention that to Jim.
Okay.
All right. Any questions about the council budget? The next one that I had was emergency management. A small amount in there that's just left it consistent with the current year, which is $600.
Yeah, hopefully not this year.
Next area is tax collection. That's just the fees we pay to New Hanover County to collect their taxes. They'll say they do a good job for us. I put in what I just mentioned there, what the rates are that we pay. Yeah. And everybody's favorite area, the legal department or the legal expenses. And I'll just write that as much as possible. It's also split between the two funds, water, sewer, general fund. So like the Andy's retainer, that's split, and then we kind of split other estimated costs, whether court fees or other research or court cases. The big difference is on the professional legal service. Right now I have a budget in there of $40,000. In the past I've been maybe $5,000, but we really don't know where we're going to end up, even this year. I mean, right now, with park legal expenses, with the bill we just got, we're up to about $43,000, I think, in legal expenses.
How much was that?
About
$43,000.
So there's very likely that even with the budget amendment that was done for this year, we're
going to have to do another one. Mm-hmm.
So is $40,000 enough for next year? I don't know. I hope. Yeah.
Will my attorney be this fair?
When did he last bill you?
Because a day ago. March.
Yeah, this should be good.
So, and that $40,000, most of it's for the oceanfront park. Yep. And then you see there's a little bit that
We don't have anything hanging out there with either one of those right now, right? With P&Z or Board of Adjustment, there's nothing that we know of right now, right? Okay.
No, we've got another one coming up that Andy's taking care of.
Did you talk about we put some in there for the attorney for Board of Adjustment?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So most of that's been taken care of at the park, right, as far as legal fees and stuff? Yeah.
Well, I'm budgeting $37,000 for next year. So.
Yeah, I don't know about P&Z's money. I have no clue.
Right.
It doesn't go through me.
Well, yeah, that I looked at kind of historical, and then I guess it depends on circumstances. So we'll hope that overall $40,000 for next year in that line item is going to be sufficient.
Haven't been the first time we've had that line hanging. Okay.
Next is a community center. We're going to run them like their own department, so to speak, I guess. So, as many expenses that relate to that we can charge that we do. And you see, it kind of goes through the normal thing that they have a telephone line over there and their utilities.
They've done away with Spirit of Orlando.
Well, I'll also say they didn't really give me a budget. So I kind of went on historical. They gave me some things that they want to do maintenance-wise, which I made sure our maintenance of our maintenance line, that line 1500, covers what they're hoping to do this year. So there may be some other fine-tuning here. If we're not doing the Spirit Awards, maybe that $1,500 can be dropped out. But the budget's consistent year after year. Big difference from last year is they had a capital expenditure for a new HVAC system. So
we definitely are not having the Spirit Awards this year, right?
This is for next year, so I guess if we know about that,
that's
going to
be
spirit
this year.
Worn out.
We're usually for legal expenses.
Oh, okay.
Any questions on community center?
But they want to serve Spirit.
Yeah. Good time.
Yeah, they're going to have a windfall of the blues.
The next one is Parks and Recreation. Again, because of the type of expenditures, we kind of set this up as, I'll say, like a separate department. And they're, you know, they're what we call activity expenses, and that primarily was things related to the bus trips, is where we pay for the, even though there's revenue that comes in that offsets us, but we've got to pay the bus company.
Do we make it zero based so it offsets or no?
For the most part, it offsets.
Good, okay.
Maybe even have
this
an extra,
you know,
extra dime or two left over.
That's fine. As long as it's offsetting, that's fine. Instructors do the same thing? It offsets?
For the most part, yes.
So just for these, at least for me, I just want to know what the taxpayers are paying for people to get trained on tennis or whatever. If it offsets, I'm fine with that, right?
It offsets.
Okay.
And there's certain things that we do a little bit of a holdback. Anybody that uses a community center, mm-hmm. So there's dance classes, there's watercolor. There, the town actually retains 10% of the amount. The rest of it goes to the instructor.
Okay.
Does that cover everybody now?
I'm sorry, is that what?
Does that cover everybody now? No. There were some places we weren't getting the 10%.
Tennis is still done differently. Whatever comes in goes right back out.
Right.
But anything at the community center is the 10%.
Or they pay a flat rental fee, right, like Aikido does?
No.
Well, through Parks and Rec, no, it's only this, the, okay. On the 10, this 10%.
Okay. Okay, thanks. Supplies we do pay for, though, right?
And it's been minimal so far. At one point, there may have been some disc golf scorecards or something, but so far it's been minimal.
Easy to get things in there.
Right.
Arlen, the title of this says Parks and Rec Classes, and we have other recreational things in here, like the street festival and the trips. Take classes?
Yeah, that was just something the way back in the beginning the accounting system was set up.
That would, yeah, because it's kind of confusing to people look at that.
How much money is left in there?
For which thing?
In that... grant, I mean, that money we got from the county.
That's 11,000 something, but I guess, and actually I have to ask Steve when he comes back. At the last council meeting, it was agreed to use, I think it was 4,000 of what was left for the backboard. And the question that came out of all that was the amount that we said we were going to use for gardens.
Yeah. Okay, they're going to turn in the thing for 3,800 blasted backboard.
But, so anyway, we kind of laid out a plan of how to use the rest of that.
Okay.
So.
Could I ask, Sonny, how's the maintenance of the disc golf going with the two guys that are supposed to be taking care of that course? Are your people...
What two guys are you talking about?
The volunteers.
Yeah, the volunteers that we have a contract with to do that. Are your guys having to...
Well, they're not really spending a whole bunch of time as far as maintenance on there. I mean, we're dumping it. We're picking up a little bit of trash here and there and dumping the garbage cans. We go out and weed eat every once in a while, but there's not a lot of maintenance on it.
Okay.
The next item where it says Oceanfront Park Educational Program. So this year we received a grant from Progress Energy, or not, a donation, I should say, from Progress Energy of $10,000, specifically to be used for education programs held at the park. So this is anticipating that we'll be able to use it. The other side of this entry, just to let you know, is going to, you'll see when we go look at revenue, is an appropriate fund balance of $10,000 because we've got the money this year. We're not going to use it until next year.
Right.
And at the end of the year, when we do our have our audit, that money's still going to be there. It's going to have to be identified in our fund balance that it's restricted funds.
Okay.
Street festival. And assuming that it's going to happen for next fiscal year, and it was canceled for this year, but then they're looking at what costs have been running, and I did there's an offset on the revenue of $11,000 of revenue from the street festival.
So is that on a wash tour? Historically, we end up spending more than we come back?
We spend more than we bring in. Especially once you factor in the things that kind of get lost in all that, that's even costing kind of more than we can easily identify as, you know, Sonny's time.
Right.
And
Dennis's time, too.
Harold. I mean, those things kind of get logged, you know, just blended into their own departments.
Okay. And Nancy Hewitt's time.
And Nancy, yes, I should leave Nancy out, too, so.
Okay.
Yeah, we spend quite a bit of time on this, so we don't want to start figuring that out.
Right.
We have figured.
We asked them many things at the.
We sure have.
Got it down to the nickel.
Then we'll move on to what's usually everybody's favorite topic is committees.
Mm.
And what I've put in here is the request that I actually got. Again, this is going to have to be a council decision on what amount should be included as a committee budget, but it's primarily three committees, SLAP, Beach Protection, Beautification. And I've identified there what they're all asking for. SLAP is $10,000, which is made up of those, you know, signage, parking bumpers, ADA beach wheelchairs. Beach Protection, $1,600 in total, brochures and seals. And Beautification was $3,400 for the entrance signs, the Al Road and the South Fort Fisher. So a grand total of 15 versus this year was $5,500. Again, you know, what I did was put all requests in here at this point in time.
Where are we storing these new wheelchairs?
Fire department.
So we have plenty of room still to add more factor?
No.
Okay, let me also ask you, somebody comes to the beach, not from around, not from New Hanover County, they need to use a wheelchair. How do they find out when they get to the beach that they can have one?
Word of mouth. We have two wheelchairs. We have a calendar. Starting next month, it'll start to book up for June and July and August.
Okay, but what I'm wondering is how do they find out about them and how do they get them? Do we take them down there every day for people to use?
No, they come by and pick them up. They have to sign a release.
Okay, so they're handicapped. They have to drive back to the fire department, figure out how to get one in their car.
Well, if they don't have a transport, they can transport it for them down here within the city of Security Beach.
Right. Okay. So they go down there, and then the lifeguards will come and get it and take it back down there.
Or a fireman, somebody will carry it.
Okay. And hopefully they haven't lost their parking space by then, right?
Okay. We're not charging.
I was wondering because I just find that really strange that a handicapped person has to go all the way back over here to get it, and get it all the way back over there, and I wish we could find a simpler way to do it.
We would put you in charge of that.
Well, I mean,
have you had that problem in the past?
So,
but for the fire department,
it's already a good service that's used a lot. I mean, I don't know how much the taxpayers are responsible to make it easier and easier and easier, but I think the town does more than most towns on this issue.
Well, I mean, it would just be easier if we could have them down there somewhere. Because, I mean,
that's
rather than having a lifeguard.
We're going to be trying to use it this time.
Yeah, rather than have a lifeguard do it.
It's in a wheelchair. I bring it down and park.
Well, for the most part. We'll
pick it up before you go and park.
I can't pick it up.
For the most part, these chairs. Somebody calls us, they reserve it. They usually got it 4 to 5 days. Mm-hmm. It goes to where they're staying. Whoever comes up and picks it up, they carry it to Ocean Dunes or whatever condo unit they're staying in. And they keep it for 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. Some people keep it for a week. And it's first come, first served. We have two. Occasionally, they're both out. Somebody calls would like to have one, but we don't have enough. For $1,000, I don't know what I want. Two's enough. We have to keep up with it. We have to make the phone.
Is there a minimum?
Give me another man and two more chairs. I'll show you the trick.
Is there a minimum?
That's a miscellaneous.
Yeah. See, I think that's something we really need to consider. If there really is a room at the fire station for two more.
The
fire chief doesn't see the need for two more. I think we need to talk about that when we talk about the budget.
No room down at that shack, right? There's no room at the shop.
No. And you put it in here, and now I can't put any lifeguards on it.
And we didn't build any storage in for it at the oceanfront park.
Will that thing fit into a trunk of a car?
No.
No.
Didn't.
We transport with either one of the four-wheeler, a gator, or a pickup truck, whatever.
You got to bear in mind, most people that request these, they're not by themselves. I mean, they always have an assistant to help them get where they're going. They have to.
And usually vans or trucks, too.
Do we have that on our site, you know, that we have those and it tells them how to?
We get calls about it all the time.
It tells them basically the contact.
It's a well-known program across five states.
Yeah.
But doesn't SLAP have in their budget purchase of two?
Yeah, purchase, yeah. I think that's why it was asked, I guess.
And it may be something we can look at when the park gets done to keep them down there during the day. I don't know. Make it easier on your guys.
That's a good idea.
And carry them down there in the daytime and bring them back at night. That ain't going to fly. This was the part of what we're with delivering. I mean, that's an easier thing for my personnel. Okay. I just have two more wheelchairs y'all want to buy.
So any other questions on my committees? Again, that was all the requests I received from committees. Next is debt service, pretty straightforward. These are the loans that we have outstanding that relate to the general fund. That's the payment and interest payment. And we saw in the water and sewer, they were included in the operations budget. Their maintenance stormwater was in that budget. And I listed out the loans we have outstanding right at this point.
And that matches up with the spreadsheet you have that shows all the loans, okay?
And the last page is contingency fund. Again, this is whatever council wants to do. We do have the maximum amount is 5% of our expenditures, which right now will be about $160,000, give or take a little bit. But last year we did this for the first time, having the 75. I mean, I think it's a good cushion, especially with some of the things that could happen, I guess. Last year I was pushing more for $150,000, but we ended up at $75,000. So I think that's a good start. So
requires a resolution,
right?
Yeah, we were looking to do that to kind of stop the trickling out of the general fund.
Right, we can't make expenditures directly from the contingency. Right. It has to be a resolution by to move the money from here to the department budget. I don't know if anybody has any questions on any of that. We'll quickly go on to the revenue. Talk about everybody's favorite topic about revaluation. Give you some color.
Oh boy.
That increased our copier expense. Mm-hmm. The first page, what I have there is a short comparison of our tax base, what it was for this current fiscal year and what it is for the upcoming year, so the effect of the revaluation.
Is it good that there's more green than red? Is that lower?
No, don't look at that one.
Green.
I'll explain that one.
Yeah.
We'll
start with that. Neither that or Christmas.
I'm very interested.
He even remembered your glasses.
Oh, I'm good. Mm-hmm. They're in the truck.
I knew you were interested. Ben and Harold, there's snacks up there.
I just
want
to give you the color. That's all.
You can have them. I'll share.
That's okay. I'm sharing with my buddy over here.
There you go. Your budget buddy?
Okay.
All right, so what the first page shows, then, what our actual numbers, what our tax base was for this current fiscal year, and second column, the 2013, is what I received from the New Hanover County Tax Department on what our tax base is for the upcoming year. See a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So that
wrong direction.
Real estate dropped 33%. The overall tax base is down, you know, a little less than 33%. And that's really because some of the other items you see there, just personal property, this is personal property, and motor vehicles. So that's driving everything that, I don't know if anybody has any questions. I mean, it's kind of is what it is right at this point in regards to what we know. The next page actually is, its format comes from the LGC, and it's how we actually calculate our revenue neutral tax rate. So it's really, I know it's a lot of numbers or whatever, but it's showing the change in our tax base from the last revaluation. Then it comes over and calculates that percentage change, because you need to identify what your growth rate is or from one revaluation to the next. Ours actually comes out to a negative amount, even though the more recent trend, if you look at the top numbers on the right-hand side, is that it's increasing. But since I have to use an average, actually our average growth is negative 0.15%. When you get to, bottom line is, when you get down to the lower right-hand corner, it's showing what our tax rate adjusted for that negative growth needs to be, which is 24.15 cents per $100 evaluation.
Why do they adjust it for growth?
It's really adjusting it, assuming that you didn't have revaluation. What would your tax base be without revaluation? So it's really trying to get what it would be for this upcoming year if we didn't do the revaluation.
Okay.
And like I said, our trend actually is that it's increasing the last 2 years.
Yes.
I mean, the big difference was probably everybody that was appealing and whatever after the last revaluation.
Yep. Okay.
So that's where we are with our the revenue neutral tax rate. It's just a little bit over 24 cents per 100. And that's what I used that rate in doing the revenue budget for the general fund.
What was the rate this year?
16.25.
8%.
It's actually like a 40, almost 49% increase in the rate, which is, there was an article which Chuck had told me about in the Star News, so I took a look at that. We're basically increasing our rate the same percentage as Carolina Beach. They're raising theirs approximately 49%. And I think Wrightsville Beach was a little bit less than that. And you really can't compare us with the county's raising about 19%, and I forget what Wilmington was, but so we're paying for what happened the last time around.
Yep.
At this point, so because I think the last time we actually decreased our rate by about 52-54%.
Mm-hmm.
So just the opposite impact this time.
Mm-hmm.
But also the next page, just for information, and again, as we work through this whole budget, is giving some different things. What happens if you raise the tax, beyond revenue neutral, if you add just a little bit, the first one is just increasing it minimal amount just to bring it to 24 and a quarter cents. But then in half cent increments, and in the middle you'll see, the lower, so there's a net increase to town revenue, so that's my guess after collection percentage and everything. Mm-hmm. That let's say you were to increase beyond revenue total one penny, it should bring in about $78,000 additional revenue to the town.
Okay.
So, and the very bottom shows what impact that increase would have on a home valued at $400,000. Next page, just as a summary of what our current revenue budget is for this year versus what I am estimating for 2013. A lot of things are comparable. again, given the best guess, property taxes at revenue neutral, but I'm just making some assumptions about, we've had better collection of prior year taxes, so I've increased that budget a little bit. The other thing that happens with revenue neutral is things like motor vehicles. Well, those values, they're not revalued. So that revenue actually increases. And for us, it was increasing, you know, fairly significantly, maybe about $20,000. So that's part of that change right there. Some of the other numbers, you know, sales tax, utility taxes, looking at some of the forecasts that the League of Municipalities is putting out, some of the things that the state is telling us. TDA, right now, just assuming that it's a reimbursement of the lifeguard budget. Mm-hmm. Garbage rice, recycle fees, ABC, revenue, all that's pretty much consistent. Building permits, you know, from talking with John, the main difference there is, you know, anticipating about $2,200 for fire inspections. Cell tower rentals, fairly consistent. You know, some of them have a 3% increase per year, so that's basically what's reflected here. All other, investment earnings, whatever else, you know, a bunch of little things in there. This current year is a little bit higher because of there was a loan that the fire department, volunteer fire department, paid half of the loan. Mm-hmm. We had to reflect that as revenue, so mm-hmm. that loan is now moved off, so that's not in the upcoming year. That was a little over $5,000. Plus, we received $38,000 in reimbursement from FEMA for Hurricane Irene. Other financing, last year, again, you know, Sonny had to have a new garbage truck, so that was the 180, and this year it's down to 32 for the one police vehicle that Dennis mentioned earlier. And then an appropriate fund balance, again, as I mentioned before, with the Parks and Rec, that's the that donation that we received from Progress Energy, and it's just because it's received 1 year to be used the next year. So at the end of it, that's where we are on the general fund in regards to revenue. It's hard in a town this size, I guess, you know, how can we increase revenue if we want to look at it that way? We're very limited on what we can do. I know paid parking is being looked at, not trying to make any, you know, suggest, you know, what should happen there, you know, but, you know, again, we're kind of limited on what we can do. Mm-hmm. The next page is the same kind of thing for the water and sewer fund. There's no major changes in anything here. And again, looking at trends, looking at the impact of last year, for example, we raised residential water and sewer rates by $3 a month. You know, so what impact did that? That brought in about another $75,000 of revenue for the water and sewer fund.
So why do you think sewer charges are going down?
Well, I can't explain, again, looking at trends or whatever, I actually can't explain it, but I wanted to, you know, err on being conservative.
Okay.
We added some new fees last year, too, in the water and sewer fund, you know, some meter service fees, some, after-hour fees, past due. That's been a big one. I mean, $10 a month if your account's past due. I estimate that's probably going to definitely bring in more than $5,000. We have a lot of people that just don't pay on time. And in the past, we're never, you know, really penalized for that. Return check fee. We're charging now $25 if mm-hmm. we have a return check. Again, we always had a charge from the bank, but we weren't charging customer for that. So.
Charge personally cost. That's good.
And then the only other, you know, we had a loan last year budgeted. There was a new truck purchased for water and sewer, so that was that other financing sources. But other than that, water and sewer is pretty consistent with, okay. with the current year. And same with stormwater, even more consistent. Again, we raised that rate last year. The stormwater building fees
you know, as the estimate John provided, I think that's $4,000 per permit, I suppose.
Yeah, we actually brought in $48,000 so far this year, though.
Right, we're actually, yeah, we're ahead at this point.
Okay.
What I attached to that also was just the detail, but if anyone's interested, and I'm not going to go through line by line, but if it's something, if you have a question at some point, or if you look at it, if you have a specific question, again, it's the way our accounting system's set up, and it's the individual line item budgets. Where we are right now is that far, far right-hand corner, or side, that's the items budget for next year. Some things take into a more historical approach, you know, some of it's, you know, any information, and all of it's a conservative approach to the revenue, unless it's a known amount. We do anticipate a little bit higher, like a electric franchise tax, because we had a special review done last year. That identified some errors with Progress Energy, so it created some additional income.
Do we do that, or someone else did it?
Someone else did it.
We just benefited from it? Okay.
We end up paying a fee. They get 50% of the difference. That'll be that you pay over 2 years, so one more year.
Okay.
That expense is budgeted in here, so.
Yeah, hopefully hurricane reimbursement is zero.
Yeah, I mean, we can't. Yeah,
no.
I hope so.
I hope so.
Okay. So we did get about $37,000, $38,000 this year. Parks and Recreation, I think we asked about that. I have on the general fund budget, I have $22,000. That pretty much is a wash with the instructor fees and activity. Cal fund, with no real major changes, probably anticipated approximately $60,000.
Okay.
And what the sewer we've kind of talked about, this is just a breakdown of that, more of that summary page. The SERF fund, or sewer expansion reserve fund, I guess there's a what do we call it, John? Impact fee, is that what goes into that one? Or user fee, again, based on building permits, so that's what goes into that fund. And, whenever we'll have a future water sewer project, this fund, will help to pay for that.
Impact and the user are two different fees.
Right, yeah, impact's in the general fund, so this one's just the user fee.
No, it's not the user fee. That's the impact right there. The user fees, we brought in $22,500 so far this year.
Right, that's on page, I'm on that SERF fund at this point.
Okay. Which page is that, sir?
It's actually page 10. Right. In the top it says page 10.
Yep. Okay. On page 9, Fort Fisher sewer treatment charge, did you move that somewhere?
Yeah, actually, it used to be billed outside of our accounting system for some reason. I think there were issues with reading the meter. I don't remember the whole thing. It had to be read differently. So I don't know. But
well, because we had to report to Carolina Beach, right? Because we run them through like they're us.
Bill, the second bill sent out to
Carolina Beach and us.
To them
people.
Yeah, it's just a separate
Air
bill
Force
sent out.
That's right. The National Guard.
Yeah, it was a separate bill. It was manually typed up. We changed it now to run it through our utility software and bill it the same way we do everybody else, so it just made it easier not to, there was no need, I guess, to keep it separate anymore. It's just a normal water and sewer charge to charge the out-of-jurisdiction rate. So it's,
right.
But for part of this year, we were still doing the manual bill, so through September or so.
Okay.
You know, that's why you'll see some expenses or some revenue for this year.
But so you estimate zero next year, where else does it show
it's
up somewhere?
In the sewer.
It's just all combined? Okay, I got you. Okay, I'm fine. So that's where the increase comes?
Right.
And sewer charges?
Right.
So 30, okay. Okay.
And even last year, or I should say for this current year, we never used to bill them for water. There was a meter put in, right, Sonny, last year that we...
Yeah, we didn't supply them with water, right, this year, now we did.
Right,
yeah.
We had a very significant tap fee that we got last year, I guess for lack of anything else, we'll call that like $170,000,
$180,000. Good.
And now we...
Good job.
Mm-hmm. He tapped them.
But we also, I think, collected somewhere around 30,000, 30 plus thousand in water this year that we did. So that's a nice increase.
Did they cap off their wells? Yes. They still have them? They totally capped them off?
Had to, yeah.
Because they were all having salt water?
Well, when they tied it into our system, they had to. The state made them do it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the next page is the stormwater fund. Got the bulk of this revenue is coming from that monthly fee that's collected. Last year we pretty much almost doubled it and definitely needed to start to reserve for the future.
Right. Okay, good.
The only other thing I'll kind of throw out is, you know, one thing we may want to consider for the water and sewer fund, I mean, last year we did that increase to the minimum. We may want to give a lot of hard thought to increasing that incremental rate that once you go over the 3,000 gallon minimum.
You know, yes.
And, right. I mean, right now, it's for example, for residential on water, it's $2.40 per 1,000 gallons once you go over, you know, the 3,000. I'm still working on getting some numbers from working with our software company about getting numbers I can really work with, but a rough guess right now is if we were to raise that rate by 50%, we could bring it, that could generate an additional, you know, $140,000 to $150,000 revenue for the water and sewer.
Yeah, one thing you're going to have to keep in mind, that when we do that, the people who's on irrigation, they're going to be filling
right.
this place up.
Oh, yeah.
I understand what you're saying and where you're going, but you also have to understand that that's where most of the overages are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I'm just throwing this out as a potential, because if... there's another. I remember Steve was looking at it one day. There's a website out there that, you know, analyzes and makes the rates. And
yeah.
We're not in a good position when it comes to reserving or building
for
the future. I mean, we're in a pretty bad position. So.
Yeah. So just for, that's all right. I'll wait until you finish. I want to make sure he hears and you say if I'm screwed up or not, right? So historically, well, because this is about history, right? So you and Dad would probably know better than I would, maybe. But the way the town's water and sewer rates developed, just so everybody in here understands them clearly, this is my view of them, but I think it's fairly accurate, is the town set a higher initial rate and a lower overage rate so that all the people that had second homes were subsidizing the people who lived here. That's how it worked, right? So, I mean, if you look back over the history of how the town set water and sewer rates, what happened is your initial rate was higher, and then your using water rate was lower, and what that did was transfer the cost, shared it across everyone, and the people that had second homes had to pay more to keep their water on, and the people that lived here all year round got subsidized a little bit by that. I'm not saying it's right, but that's how it got to where it is now, right? Even when I was on council last time and I looked at it, when we adjusted it last time, we sort of took that into account, right? Now, what that has done to the town, which may not be a good thing from the long-term aspect, is it subsidized all these people that irrigate their lawns with water. And then those people came and wanted a separate meter for an irrigation meter, so they weren't paying sewer rates. Now, when we were on council and looked at that, we didn't do that for two reasons. One, we didn't want to burn it through water. And two, for the people that didn't irrigate their lawns, basically they subsidized their sewer rate, right? So the people that wanted to have pretty lawns and use city water to do it, It also helped the fire department put in irrigation wells, which now they don't do anymore because of changes in the rules. So the history of that kind of, you got to understand that to figure out how we got here, and then what we're going to do about it is a different thing, right?
Right. Right.
So I don't know what the right answer is, but I think everyone should understand how we got to where we are. We have a higher initial rate than a lot of those towns that you're looking at on that measuring your meter, and then a lower per gallon rate. That might not be the right thing for the town now, because with all the water concerns long term, encouraging people to use extra water by subsidizing it may not be the right answer, right?
It wasn't the right answer 10 years ago or 15 years ago when we first started talking about irrigating and allowing public water to be used for irrigation.
Right.
I'm right here, but, you know.
No, I agree with you.
As hard as I could. I don't think you were on council then, but we fought it as hard as I could not to do it. And it's going to be something that's going to bite us in the ass
right.
for years to come. Because when we try to switch over or try to, you know, take care of the problem that we're talking about right now, yeah. that's when we're going to have a packed house and we're going to have to make some more decisions.
That's right.
Or they're going to have to start conserving and just not spending as much money for irrigation.
Well, those people that come and complain got the money, they'll just spend the money. They don't need to conserve. The people that are using city water, even if we double the rates, would still do it. They just come complain because it's not really that much money to them.
Well, not compared to Wilmington.
Well, not compared to anywhere, hardly. I mean, that's why Arlen and Steve were talking about the fact that on the meter, we're charging too low because we are. We're lucky we have a good aquifer and a good public work system that we've built up over time to support it. But the rate for using irrigation water, I mean, we're just fortunate we have a good water supply.
And we're just
and we're small enough no one notices really, but
and we're pretty much just covering our operating expenses.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you know, if our depreciation of infrastructure and everything is $200,000 a year, we're not
well, that's why we used to put when I did it, we put depreciation in just right. so we had to cover that in the budget.
Right.
Well, that's
in
how
a way,
we put up money.
In a way we've done that, but right now it's only at whatever I had in there, $44,000.
Right.
So
and we've spent down what reserves were there. I mean,
yeah.
major projects.
And I guess, you know, in the past there's been a lot of grants. We have a no-interest loan, I guess, that was for any of this work. You know,
right.
is that going to happen going forward? You know, who knows? So, you know, it's something we want to look at. Even though it looks like maybe we're okay, I think we still need to take a look here at, you know, the rates for water and sewer.
And we're limited. I mean, what our revenue sources are limited. You either raise the minimum or you raise the...
Yeah, exactly right.
And we just did the minimum last year
right.
for this current year. So how do you build back up your reserves?
So number one, you quit doing, you know, you have to slow down on your capital
yeah.
Projects, which
yeah.
we've
right.
done a capital project for the last 20 years.
Right.
So we need to stop and slow down on that. Number two, you're exactly right. We're going to have to make an adjustment on the raise.
Well, the reason our system's in such good shape is because you did all these capital projects.
Well,
I mean, if we look at everybody else, they're having spills all over the place in Kirby Beach.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and the forefathers saved a lot of money through
right.
the past to do a lot of these projects.
Right.
And we do have some low interest loans and some stuff that we're having to pay back, but nowhere near what we'd had to pay back
oh, yeah.
if we wouldn't have saved that money for 20 or 25 years.
Right. No, I agree with you.
Yeah. Okay. That's why I'm just trying to, I think in the past, yeah, it's been great. I'm just trying to think,
right.
like, going forward.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, you know, just like we talked today, I mean, $250,000, $300,000 at least for, you know, for my lift station that we're going to have, that we've been talking about for a while.
Right.
And there's other things, you know, that we're going to have to do in the next 5-10 years that... it's going to cost us some money. And we're talking about big money, you know. We're not talking about a couple thousand here or there.
Right. The other thing I handed out was just our looking at our fee schedule over a 6-year period.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, if it's red, that was a fee decrease. If it's green, that's a fee increase. So it's more for information. And
right.
again, as we're talking about, you know, revenue that you... so that everybody has a feel for what we charge for things,
and how long we charge that rate. But as you look at a lot of these things, I mean, again, I know, I mean, every little bit helps, but a lot of these things on here really aren't going to generate much
significant money. Correct.
So, but again, it's more information, and so you can see.
What was the question?
So that's kind of where we stand. I know we have another session scheduled for 2 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. And I guess what I need is, I guess, council's thoughts on, you know, how we want to, what do we want to happen between now and then? And anything that you know that you want to adjust, remove, add. We kind of passed over, I mean, I hate to bring this back, but, you know, the cost of living and merit increase, you know, I threw that out because it's just the assumption where we started.
Is that basically the expected average for this year, or how did you come up with that?
I looked at a couple things. Social Security did a 3.6% cost of living adjustment. But also talking with department heads, they also thought, you know, cost of living adjustment is good. It goes equally to everybody, but then a component as merit, because mm-hmm. then you can, you know, reward people based on the right. job they're doing too. So. Mm-hmm.
No, I think that's
so that was kind of the way it's kind of looked at as 2.6% cost of living, 2% merit.
Right. Kind of from my side, one, I think it looks good that it doesn't look like a big whole budget right now, except we got to talk. Some things that aren't on there is beach renourishment, right?
And that goes back to...
So that's the big one that we need a number in there, right? And then talk about strategically how we're going to do it. I think the next meeting is, okay, here's the baseline. What are all the other things? And then strategically, how do we approach them, right? I think it's more of a strategy session than this. This got us through the baseline. We got to do these things. Right. This is to operate the town, but then there's... these big costs that we got to talk about, how are we going to handle them?
That's why I gave you some of the other, you know, the things about what happens if you increase the tax, you know, some other things. Because, yeah, the two things that I guess were part of, you know, the goals from the retreat were, you know, that, I think I said financial stability, but two things in particular were mentioned, beach renourishment and, you know, a fire truck that actually needs to be purchased, not this upcoming year, but the year after that.
Right.
So are we going to try to, as a town, try to put some money aside for those things? Right now,
did you hand those out, the goals?
I didn't actually hand them out. But okay. I listed them out in the beginning, but I didn't actually hand them out.
So I think that's the one thing is probably we should send Arlen what are the big issues that we see in the next 5 years. Right, and beach renourishment, I think everybody understands, right? The oceanfront park expense, just operating expense, I don't know who's going to do that, but somebody's got to figure out how much it's going to be, because it wasn't in the budget. And then the big capital expenditures, everybody's already got a five-year plan, so we should just pull those out and look at them.
Right.
And then I think the other thing that I would like to see is, here is what the county's going to do if they stick to their goal of revenue neutral. Because for me, I don't know where I wrote it, put it down, right? So kind of... what I see, and this is kind of the way I'm thinking about it, I'm sorry this is too small for anyone to see, right, is this year, this is what we paid, a Curie Beach citizen paid the county, and this is what they paid Curie Beach, right? Mm-hmm. It's basically a quarter of your bill,
right.
At least in mine, and the rest of us is about the same. Well, when the county goes down, what I would like, what I think most of the citizens, I'm sure all the citizens would really like, is to get the benefit of this tax revaluation. At the same time, I think we should, now is the perfect time for the town to say, well, we're going to put some money aside for something. And so, okay, if Curie Beach and the county both went revenue neutral, you would save $100, but we're not going to go revenue neutral, you're only going to save $70. Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes, yeah, we can do that on average, but again, you're going to...
Oh, yeah, it's going to, individually, it's not going to be like that, and there's no way to do it individually, right? So,
oh, yeah.
But I think if you do it in the total numbers and you explain it, and I'm not saying we end up doing that, but I'd like at least to look at what it is, right? I mean, okay. If the council doesn't think it's valuable for all of them to look at, I'm going to look at it myself just so I understand it.
How much do you have to add to the revenue neutral?
sure to make it even. Penny?
To make...
To
balance it.
To balance it.
Oh, to balance it? Yeah, I think it was about a penny. But that was, we have 75,000 that you could say is that your speech re-nourishment, fire right. truck, emergency thing. So, yeah, that would be about a penny.
Yeah.
About a penny.
Yeah, so, but I think, I mean, is that enough to close Beach Re-Nourishment, right? That's kind of a big question. We don't know the answer, but...
Well, I forget what was the number that we had there.
170,000 to 180,000.
A year?
3 years. Isn't
it? 3 years. But that was our big, our 17%.
So that's how we got it.
Yeah, so you got to come up with 60,000 a year, yeah.
So you raise it a penny and a half.
That's where the Beach Re-Nourishment Fund was in there back from the old days, to do that.
Yeah. But a penny and a half.
But if you go revenue neutral, there's not going to be a savings.
But
if the county does, and we do, there will be savings on the county side. Not on our side.
Right.
So what will happen is Cary Beach will go back to where it traditionally was, about a third of your tax bill, not a quarter. When everything ran up and they reevaluated in 2007, that significantly shifted the percentage that went to the county versus Cary Beach.
Right.
Because they basically said our property values skyrocketed compared to everyone else in the county. Now it's going to move back the other way. It's not going to move as far, but it'll move back some.
But yeah, I mean, looking at how to save for those kind of expenses. I mean, again, you look at our fee schedule, there's only so many ways to go.
Right.
And, we talked last year, too, about, garbage collection and, those fees. But it's like, you raise that or you raise the tax rate, which people can deduct that on there.
Exactly right.
So,
it's... Traditionally, it was the tax rate, but we went a different way after 2002. So, thanks for all the information. I got to digest it, right? I think the next meeting is what are the big hitters that are not in here, right? What's not in here, right?
Right. And we can talk about it. We can, I'll add some things that we talked about some things
right.
today. But it's also a lot of consideration of how we're going to close. All we're talking about right now is widening the gap, let's say on the general fund in particular, expenses versus revenue. So it's also, we're actually going to do about that.
Could you get that to us before the next meeting so that we'll have it to look over and think about before we get here?
Well, I don't know if I'm really going to have that much because right now...
Well, even if it's just one sheet, that would, just so that...
Well, I guess that's where it... Do you want me to factor in $60,000 additional for beach re-nourishment?
Well, I think you should show what you think the total cost is and the cost per year.
Okay.
Yes.
And then we got to decide if, you can't know this answer. Right. We don't know the answer either. How confident are we with the feds and the state and the county on all this, right? So that's going to be changing all the time, but we should at least do something in there.
Right. Okay.
So you should do it off what right now is here's our cost from the breakdown. And that's the best you can do. So for the 1 and 2 weeks, can I ask that we either start earlier or later? Because breaking up the middle of the day, just with corning all the way across there, I don't care either way, but I'm leaving right now to get back up to corning. That's all I ask. And we can set that at the council meeting on Tuesday night if you want to set the time, or y'all can set it now.
Earlier.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'd rather go to 7.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care. So I'm recording at 7, so.
7 o'clock.
Well, 2 hours is about the right amount of time, too, I think. I mean.
For the next session, you think 2 hours, or you think that was going to be longer?
Well,
because that's pretty much, you got to balance it to have it presented in May.
Right. Well, that's why I'm going to say it most likely will add one more work session, because right now we just have one after this schedule.
Okay.
Even last year, we needed a third one, because after next, I think we're going to need one after that, even if it's a fairly short one to say, everybody's in agreement, right. This is where we are before we actually have to, you know, present that at a council meeting. So I think everybody wants to be on board. And,
is our next one April 26th?
Yes, 2 weeks from today. So what time?
7 o'clock. April 26th? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. That's when I'm not out of town. So that's good.
7 o'clock?
That's fine with me.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Do department heads need to be, or is this just council? Or do you want department heads?
I mean, does council see any concerns with the department head budgets, at least right now? Why don't we let them know? Let us look through it and we can let them know. At the,
well, they can come in at the end of the thing. Yeah. They can come in at night.
I mean, if they have a big capital request that they're saying in the next few years, like the fire truck, maybe we start that at the beginning and let them at least say, here's what the capital needs are.
So 7 a.m.?
That's following.
7.
Do we still have any of the information left over from last year about what their five-year plan was?
Included, like, phase two and phase three. I've
actually
updated some of that, so I'll email that to you.
Okay.
And I'm not saying it's 100% complete, but
yeah.
What we have right now.
That's a
five-year
plan.
Right?
Can I say something about the five-year plan, though?
It wasn't here.
The five-year plan is a living thing. It changes as
right.
we go.
Right.
And even in 6 months' time, it can change a lot. Based on just like those in front part is delayed, so it's changed a lot of stuff. So,
well, the main thing is, you know, definitely we have two more phases in stormwater that have to be done sooner or later, and we have a fire truck that has to be done.
Well, I think you need to look at your council goals that you set at retreat too as you're going through this. Is this budget meeting your council goals?
Yeah.
And if good. Not, how much are you willing to raise the tax?
Request to be excused. I got to go back to work.
Adios.
Thank you. Good job, everyone. Appreciate all the information.
Are we adjourned, Mr. Mayor?
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah, can we have a
are we adjourned?
Okay,
are you adjourning?
Okay. Adjourned. Well, at the Tuesday night meeting, I'll bring it up. We'll look at the one. Work it out. Okay. Thanks, Daniel.
We'll have them next time.
I
thank you, man.
All right, see you.
Hey, I didn't see that memo. I don't think I have that memo.
They want to do it.